This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Infanticide remains on the minds of members of the U.S. House of Representatives thanks to regular requests for a floor vote on a bill to penalize practitioners of infanticide. House leadership has rejected and cut debate 35 times now. Media elites, or wannabe elites, also maintain a wide range of fabrications, from infanticide is not real to casual rationalizations of the practice that denies ordinary medical care for those survivors of abortion that present reasonable need for care. A conservative legal advocacy group has filed freedom of information requests regarding the inner workings of abortion specimen research within the FDA's National Institutes of Health. Judicial Watch demands a full accounting of procedures and funds used in abortion specimen experiments used to create humanized mice for immune system testing. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. Churchinneed.org.
In other stories, Texas senators will soon consider a bill to remove the abilities of hospitals to pull the plug on patients using what's known as the 10-day rule. Michigan legislators are working on a ban against D&E abortions, and Louisiana is the latest state working on a heartbeat abortion ban. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.